Each day after driving a streetcar, Keisa Holmes goes by to check on her house in the Upper Ninth Ward. It now sits empty, gutted, and deteriorating because she can't afford to fix it.
Kitchen sink right there.
Yeah, this was the kitchen sink right here in the cabin. The stove was right here. They had a little baker's rack thing right here, a couple of cabinets right here. This is where our kitchen table was, right here on this side.
After receiving a loan from HSBC in July 2005, Jewel and Keisa Holmes bought the house for $113,000.
You moved here right before Katrina?
July 20th, 2005.
Okay, and this was your first house you ever bought?
First home I ever bought, me and my husband.
And I imagine you were very happy.
Yes, I was. Excited.
Before making the first mortgage payment, Holmes, her husband, and their five children fled to Kentwood. Like many others, she thought she'd be home in a couple of months. But she was unprepared for the twists and turns of the federal recovery programs and what she learned when she called the bank to say she had received her insurance check.
One of the reps told me that I need to pay my mortgage off because they didn't know what was the situation down here and if people was going to be able to pay their mortgage every month, which I never made a payment. My first payment was September 1st. So I said, okay, she explained to me that I had to write a letter stating that I was paying my mortgage off when I sent the money. She told me I had to pay $118,532 to pay off my mortgage because I had 3 months of interest on it.
HSBC said in a November 4, 2011 letter obtained by The Lens that it told Holmes in January 2006 that she had the option of putting the money into an account to pay for repairs. But Holmes says she never received that first letter and was just going on what she was told on the phone. The decision made them the free and clear owners of this now nearly worthless piece of property. But worse, that decision hampered the family's ability to take full advantage of key federal disaster recovery programs. Though more complicated than most, the home story is just one of many behind the more than 40,000 blighted homes across New Orleans, despite concerted and growing anti-blight efforts. And what happened to the Holmeses was not uncommon.
In this case, you're dealing with a lot of people who probably never read those documents when they got their mortgage. And being, especially in New Orleans, there's a vast history of people just being told what to do, and they do it because there's nothing else for them. There's no other mechanism for them to turn to. They just don't know that they have a right to do things differently than it's being done.
Documents reviewed by The Lens showed if HSBC had inspected the house and determined that it could not be fixed or that its value after repairs would be lower than the loan amount, it had the right to apply the insurance proceeds toward the loan. But Anthony Chartino, president and CEO of State Investors Bank based in Metairie, says conducting those inspections were not that easy for national banks like HSBC.
Now you got to remember, on these insurance type deals, when somebody has a mortgage, where if you owe, let's just use $100,000, if you owe a mortgage company $100,000, they want to make sure if they release the money that it's put back into their collateral where they have a loan. And that's the problem. They didn't know. They didn't have anybody here on the ground that could go look at the property and give you some of your money.
Several financial experts suggest banks encourage customers to pay off their loans to avoid the uncertainty in those confusing months after Katrina. Standard Mortgage Company Executive Vice President Steve Bradshaw understands how a story like the Holmeses might unfold.
I'm not surprised that there would be someone telling a customer in a telephone call that they have to pay the loan off.
He says lenders might also subtly encourage a payoff by describing benefits inherent in getting a loan paid up, such as keeping good credit. Holmes asked HSBC for a copy of that letter she wrote in 2006, telling the bank to use her insurance proceeds to retire her loan. HSBC wrote back saying it could not find the letter in its files. The bank refused to answer questions from the lens about how it could justify using the insurance money to pay off the loan when it could not provide proof of the letter. Housing advocates tell the lens many homeowners paid off their loans with insurance money under circumstances similar to Holmes, but others actually felt it was a good deal, especially if they had a small mortgage balance or had no desire to rebuild. State Investors President Chartino estimates about 5% of his customers in the flood zone paid their mortgages off with insurance. Most of them, he says, were older.
What they did, they said, okay, just pay off my house. I'm going to move to Kentwood. I'm going to move to, you know, Baton Rouge. I'm going to move to Birmingham. Or wherever they moved where their children were. And they didn't have the determination to go in and redo the house. In that case, they paid it off and they just put the lot for sale or whatever. And that did happen.
As Holmes would soon find out, voluntarily using insurance money to clear a mortgage makes obtaining further disaster aid difficult, if not impossible. Holmes did qualify for a loan from the SBA in March 2006. She received about $54,000, which went to gutting the house and buying materials to fix it. Richard Jenkins, communications director for the SBA's Disaster Loan Office in Sacramento, California, says Holmes' letter telling HSBC to use her insurance for the mortgage was viewed as a voluntary payoff.
It has occurred where a borrower thought they were being told they had to pay it off, and the lender says, no, that was not what was required, that's what the borrower did. That's a situation where the borrower and the lender really need to come together to determine exactly whether or not those mortgage or those insurance funds were required to be paid for or not. If we can't get something that documents that in fact it was a mandatory payoff, then we have to go on the assumption that it was a voluntary payoff, and we couldn't make loans for those.
In yet another twist, Seth Weingart, home ownership counseling supervisor of the Greater New Orleans Fair Housing Action Center, says that while many people like Holmes consented to paying off their mortgage based on dubious reasons given by their banks, there were numerous other cases where the banks used the money to pay off a loan without the homeowner's knowledge.
We've seen a number of cases where they just went ahead and paid the loan off, and the borrower just, the borrower just got a notice in the mail or a letter in the mail, wherever they were receiving mail at that time, that just said, "Congratulations, your loan has been paid off," and they had no idea. They had no idea it was even happening.
Experts say that banks got away with this because the recovery system was ridiculously complex.
I think, from the get-go, the recovery system assumed a certain amount of intelligence on both sides, from the applicant standpoint and the reviewer's standpoint, the person who's analyzing the applicant's application.
Attorney Stanley Kahn's Lakeview house flooded too. His mortgage company demanded that he use his insurance money to pay his loan. In return, he demanded and received a letter from his bank explaining its position. That demand letter made him eligible for all the aid that was available, including SBA and Road Home. But he had to educate himself about both programs before he could get what he needed to rebuild.
The bottom line, when I went through the whole process, I'm talking about everything, and I sat there and I reflected, I knew I was blessed. And I knew at that point, I said, the average guy, even the average college-educated guy or lady, could not have done what I did.
Kahn spent 2 months learning the inch-thick Road Home manual.
What average Joe could figure that out? Not many. None.
He says he'd call Road Home when they deny one of his requests, and then he would tell them where in the manual it said he was eligible.
Just to give you an example of, here's frequently asked questions. I got 33 pages when I printed them off. Are people going to be able to read this and understand it? They have no chance. They have no hope. And then you got the SBA, Code of Federal Regulations. Are they going to be able to read that and understand it? Of course not. And then the SBA Standard Operating Procedure Manual, which is at least 3 or 4 inches thick, because I printed it off and read it, are they going to be able to even get access to that, know how to get access to that and understand that? No.
Many people contacted for this story claim they were forced to pay their mortgages off as well, but they did not want to talk about their ordeals in depth. They said they just wanted to move on.
It's like climbing a mountain times three.
Attorney Sandy McCarthy Brown.
In order to restore your life to something that you knew before, you have to negotiate completely foreign organizations and bureaucracies. Most people in New Orleans do not have any idea how to deal with a bank. A lot of people don't even have checking accounts. They don't know how to deal with an insurance company. They don't know how to deal with anybody who they perceive as having more authority than them. So you finally get some money from your insurance company and they make the check out to you and your bank, and you send the check to the bank and the bank takes the money and they pay off the mortgage. By this time, you're tired. You do not have the energy left to confront one more organization, one more bureaucracy to get what you need to get housed again.
Holmes, however, would not give up. She went to the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, the United Way, local, state, and federal programs. Each time, she was turned away. When the Lens began asking questions, HSBC wrote to Holmes and said, quoting, "We are sympathetic to your situation and regret that you were unaware that your insurance loss proceeds could have been used toward repairing your property. However, we are unable to offer further assistance as the account is paid in full. We are no longer financing consumer loans." Now, by the way, Jewel and Keisa Holmes did go to Road Home, but that didn't work out either.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I ran out of options.
You had the insurance. I mean, what about Road Home?
Road Home, they helped us out. They gave us $50,000, but I got an SBA loan, which was $50,000. So the Road Home people had to pay that loan back, which I didn't know that either, because they tell it to you once you go to the closing. So I didn't know that the $50,000 was going to go back to the SBA. So they paid them $49,000 back, which left us with $900 and about $38.
What started out as actually achieving the American dream of homeownership has turned into a six-year nightmare. Keisa Holmes says having her house paid off is no consolation.
So now you own the house?
Yes, I do. I own it. It's mine.
But you can't fix it?
But I don't have any money to fix it, no, sir.
For the G.W. Williams Center for Independent Journalism and my colleague Jessica Williams at The Lens, I'm Bob Butler.